This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
They're both doing better. I know JJ skated part of the process of bringing him back. We'll see how he reacts to that. Benson, I just feel it's kind of day-to-day too, but didn't skate.
You obviously spent a lot of time starting at Harbor Center on that power play, and, you know, for obvious reasons, but I know with guys out, you needed reps. I mean, just what went into all that, and what kind of mentality do you want to see?
Well, I mean, we're looking at, we don't exactly know what it's going to look like, if JJ is going to be there, if Benson's going to be there. So I think we've got to be prepared for both. Trying to generate a little bit more speed, get connected on the entries, and obviously both units changed when both those guys went out. So I really thought, you know, we felt a little disconnected and we didn't make the next play. So I don't know if that mock resistance by the coaches was any good, but the I felt the speed coming at us was pretty good.
It's a tough, you know, it's the first real NHL on NHL competition, like the power play or any of the special teams has gotten, and to see the power play just kind of stumble like that, is that tough to see right out?
I think you've got to give, you know, Jersey some credit. They came, you know, with all out pressure, you know, especially when I think they saw our units were kind of changed around. So, you know, we weren't quick enough to make that, like I said, make that next play. I think, you know, the meeting in the morning and going over to Harbor Center and then working on it again today for like 15 minutes was to get them comfortable where, you know, if this is a unit we're going to use, that next play has to be automatic.
When Peyton Krebs is on, I'm with Alex and Tage, just what element does he offer that line?
Well, here's what we're kind of looking at. We wanted to leave the other two lines the same. We didn't want to move people around off those lines. We know that JJ was playing there. We're hoping JJ can be back. So him playing there at practice today is kind of just leaving those other two lines together so we can practice with them. But I mean, I know what he offers. I mean, he's had a good camp. He's been hard on the puck. I believe when he's taking the faceoffs on the left side, he's got a, you know, better than 50% chance of winning those two.
How long does it take? You're teaching them what you would like them to do and have been since you started camp. But how long does it take a while for that to become habit in their mind, where they're not thinking on the ice and now becomes habit to them?
Yeah, you know, I think you go back to, you know, first preseason game, second, third, we continued to get better. If you look at the play away from the puck, what we were giving up was good. If you look at game one, what we gave up overall in that game, you know, I referenced this morning that, you know, the first three good scoring chances in that game were us. We just didn't capitalize on New Jersey's mistakes. The first mistake we made was the pass that, you know, our defenseman made, and he put it in the back of the net. So part of that is capitalizing. I think we started that game off real good. We hit a little lull for a while, and I think, you know, I mentioned the negative energy in the game was that our power play struggled with the number of advantage we had. So we're just going to continue to put more time in on special teams. I thought the energy in the second game was our penalty killing was not very good. We gave up way too many high-quality opportunities and eventually gave up the goal that tied the game when our goaltender was giving us a real good night.
Has it become habit, or do they still have a
No, I think it has become habit. I think if you looked at game one, I think what I learned from that quick turnaround is and then losing a couple players, and, you know, you're down a forward, and then we lose another player for 7-8 minutes. At the minutes of some guys went up, I don't believe some of our players handled the minutes well enough, because I thought their speed kind of took over the game, and I thought in game one our speed was actually able to outmatch them a little bit, and we had got in on some really good opportunities. You know, if you look at the Cousin opportunity, dead in a slot that we didn't score on. You know, I got to give him credit. We walked in a couple times. Thompson walked in, got a shot blocked. The opportunities were there. And the play away from the puck and keeping them away from high-quality rush chances was really good, except for a couple of those turnovers on our power play entry that allowed them the odd-numbered rush. The second game, it looked like some of our guys, a couple of the young ones struggled, a little bit nervous, and looked to me like they got tentative.
Lenny, what did you think overall of Devin Levi's performance, especially after Saturday?
I thought his performance was excellent. It gave us a chance to win. You know, and I think when a goaltender gives you that performance and you don't have your A game, I've got to get this team to a place where we don't give up that opportunity that allows the opposition to win the hockey game. Because Devin gave us a heck of an effort to get it to that point. So those two rush chances and goals, 2 and 3, is the stuff we've been working on day one from camp. And those were just puck decisions. And, yeah, you want to win the game, but was that a high-quality opportunity you were trying? No. So, you know, we've dealt with that. We've gone through that from before camp, each game, to the – I can even reference the two odd-numbered – chances we gave up when we were winning, I think, 7-3 in the third period against our first preseason game. So we've been working on this since day one. And I think it has to become a habit, or it has to become a mentality that don't beat yourself.
Those two games are going to be there. You almost want to see your guys build up to the point where Thursday has that excitement of another season opener.
You know, I think you move on to the next game. Whether it's a season opener, we know where we're at, obviously. I really felt the energy, the enthusiasm was great, the attitude was great today, a little bit worried coming back. But I guess you're kind of looking at, you know, it's a restart. We're back home, it's a restart, and we go from here.
When you talk about a restart, I mean, do you have to say it a lot to your group in sort of getting that restart, or is it more just about what you do?
No, when I say reset, it's more about what's behind us is not important anymore. We just have to focus on the Thursday night game, the game in hand. It, you know, don't spend time on – I mean, we know where we broke down. It's the stuff that we have to learn from. If you want to be a good team, you know, I kind of use the phrase that you got to learn how not to lose. And that would have been a game, try to get it to overtime, and 3-3, try to win it, or you've got a point. And if you get a point in a game like that, you feel better about your game.
Tage's goal, you had three guys in the crease, relentless. Is that right there what you're talking about? You guys do more of that, you are going to score more goals.
Yeah, well, I think you look at game one, the Aubie Cabell save that, I mean, he's in the edge of the paint. I mean, that's the type of stuff that obviously would have turned the game. They got a great performance out of their goaltender. Maybe a couple of saves were lucky, but he still made them. But we've done a lot better job of being around the net and creating those types of opportunities. Even late in game two, the tuck opportunity with the guy in front of the net went off the post and out the other side. But there was lots of opportunities with net front presence that, you know, you're going to be able to create those extra goals. And, you know, if that's a half a goal a game over the year, that's a big difference. Probably the area that we had a lot of opportunities to create really good scoring chances that we didn't execute was, Quinn going up the ice and he's got a Zucker going to the net wide open but doesn't quite get the puck to him. We had 4-2s, 3-2s that we need to make that. We made that extra pass to open up. Both times it was defensemen that were coming. One time was Dolly and one time was Power for a higher quality opportunity.
You know, we saw Charlie Cabell scene with the brace on. You obviously put him on IR. Is that weeks, months?
Yeah, it's weeks. I can give you a range of probably 3 to 6 weeks.
Just what kind of he seemed to really mesh well with those guys. Just what kind of loss is that?
Yeah, well, it's a big loss because that line, we really liked that line. That line was great energy, was scoring goals, was the type of line that I think almost any team would embrace when you're putting a fourth line out that's physical. Mallenstein and both Q were heavy on the body, had some massive hits in the preseason, even had massive hits inside those games. So it's a loss. You deal with it. You got to move on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.